I was in D.C. on 9/11, in the wonderful Library of Congress reading room, which closed immediately. No one knew, but there could be more attacks. Heading home through heavy traffic, I was glad to be on a motorcycle. At supper that evening, at a rooftop restaurant, we could see smoke from the Pentagon. The next morning, September 12th, I photographed the Lincoln Memorial, uniquely deserted. No tourists, no joggers turning around, just one janitor pushing a broom along a lower step, surrounded by troops and cops. Most people, including Muslims, were appalled, sympathetic, but the Bush administration used 9/11 to justify invading Afghanistan and Iraq, a huge gift to Islamic militants whose rhetoric about the U.S. wanting to kill Muslims was sounding hollow until the U.S. started doing just that. But the world was not descending into some apocalyptic battle between Muslims and Christians, nor is it now, as we mourn the dead from 9/11 and 20 years of wars. But there's an ongoing battle between the extremists, whether Islamic, Christian, or other, and the folks who are more curious, open, tolerant. Any culture or religion has extremists harassing or even killing others because beliefs clash. Even though vast majorities of Muslims loathe the vicious and deluded members of ISIS, while we're saddled with supposed Christians who'd like to kill doctors who perform abortions or punish women for ending their pregnancies. Buddha, Jesus, and Muhammad all saw the world's ugliness and saw priests and leaders using others' religious faith to further their own personal ambitions. Each sought to improve the world and left behind a new set of principles for that purpose. The words of each were taken to heart by many, but eventually religious empires called churches, mosques, or temples were founded on their words. Jesus neither enslaved nor killed anyone, and never mentioned abortion. But his words have been used to justify wars and slavery and harassing women for their personal choices. Muhammad taught equality of men and women as a basis for spirituality and tried to improve women's lot. Female infanticide was common in those days, and he abolished it. But he's invoked by the ignorant to justify demeaning women, just as folks invoke Jesus' name to forbid birth control. We do still face danger from extremist Islamic terrorists, and also from homegrown extremists calling themselves Christians and patriots, though they don't act much like Christ, and their patriotism is conditional. They love the country they hope to scare us into being, but not the freedom, equality, and diversity that make us the U.S. We have a wonderful country to protect.